the Bad Cities released a live album, double live album, the World Live Battle of the Baltic Sea. It's about to come up in the U.S. Can you tell us a bit more about, you know, how you guys decided to put all these songs together, and why did you decide to make a live release?
For a long time, a lot of our fans have requested a live release from us, and we always thought that it would be fantastic to do it, but we actually wanted initially, we tried actually a couple of times to do a live DVD, because we wanted it also to be featured, you know, as a video so people can see us live. But when we tried the first time to record, and we tried in 2008 to record a concert in our hometown, it worked fine to record it, but at that time we did not have a strong record label who could release a DVD, so it was just lying around. And a lot of fans was like asking us, come on, release it, or something like that. And we didn't, and then we, on the last tour, when we head out on the World War Tour, we were carrying equipment for doing recordings, and we recorded almost every show without any purpose. We just recorded them because we anyway had the equipment. And when we returned home from the tour, we were sitting like, oh, we have all this material, maybe it's time for us to do a live CD for the first time. And we asked our record label if they were interested in doing a live CD, and they said, oh yeah, very, very much, a lot of people request it, and you should really do it. And we were sitting and listening to some recordings, and we feel like, well, the coolest recording of the whole tour was actually our cruise, the Sabaton cruise, which we did last year. And that's how it did turn out to be the main feature of the new live CDs recorded at the Sabaton cruise 2010.
And all the songs are from there? Because, I mean, we see that there's some songs that are double, but you played the same
song
twice.
There is the thing, that there is a double CD, and on the CD number one, there is the one concert from the Sabaton cruise, and on the CD two, there is songs from various locations over the European tour. So it's like combined together, and we tried not to duplicate too much, that CD one and CD two would be too different. Because there is also a lot of people who have requested like a best of Sabaton album, and we didn't feel that it was time to do such a thing, but now the live album is kind of also a best of Sabaton, because a lot of songs.
And how pleased were you guys with the end result now that you know, saw it released through the label, and I don't know if the fans in Europe already got it, but you're probably getting some feedback from the press.
Yeah, we have started to get it. I mean, the album was released actually on this Friday, so it hasn't been out very long, but the feedback we got so far is really great. I mean, it's not released in all of Europe yet even. It's only Germany, I think, that's released now. It will be released on Wednesday in the rest of Europe, so... But the feedback is great, and when we got the CDs for ourselves to hold in our own hands, we were really like, whoa, this looks fantastic and it sounds fantastic. So it's like, yeah, we are very satisfied with the final thing.
And like we talked earlier, you guys are solid booked for touring for the next 2 months. You're making another run through North America. When are you getting, are you guys even thinking about new release yet, or are you just focusing on touring now?
This Friday we actually announced out that we will be making a new album after the touring is done. So when we are done with the next North American tour, which is going to be end of October, we're going to, you know, return back home, and we're going to work like hell to make a new album to release before next summer. And we already have some ideas, and some songs have been written a little bit, but we don't yet have a concept, and we don't yet have everything set. But we're pretty sure that it will be an interesting winter for us, and we're really looking forward to start working on some new songs as well. I mean, the last tour is... We're not done yet. We got a couple of shows left to do, but it's nearly 200 concerts. So it's been kind of intense rise since we released the last album, and now we're looking forward to make some new songs.
And are you guys kind of sick and tired of playing the same songs for the last 200 shows?
No, not really, but we want to do some even new stuff. I mean, we are, and there is the thing that we cannot, we're a band who loves to play live, and we love to be on tour always, and we cannot tour forever unless we make some new songs. So it kind of goes hand in hand. We want to make new songs because it will be fun to do it, and also it will be it is a necessary for us to be able to tour more, which we love to do.
Yep, and I mean, this time that you're going through North America, you're touring with Evergrade, and last time you did it with Accept. I mean, how do you compare, you know, how do you think this time is going to be different than before?
For us, I don't think it's going to be so much different. But for us, at least, I mean, last time we did tour, we had one set list, and we didn't change so much, and if we changed one song or another for a night, but normally Sabaton is usually a headline band over, at least over in Europe, and we play long sets, around 1.5 hour per night, so it feels very strange for us to go to supporting and playing like 40 minutes or something per night, and we have a lot of albums to choose from. So it's kind of difficult for us to make a set list, but now that we go over, we're gonna play a lot of a lot of strange songs every night to keep them in our to remember them in our mind, you know, so we don't forget them. So I think every night will be a little bit different than the other nights, and that would be also good for us. I think because we have like 30 songs or something in our repertoire, and we cannot play 30 songs in 40 minutes. We have to play them really fucking fast if we're gonna do that. But we have to change a lot to be able to still remember them all until we get the longer shows.
And yeah, I mean, there's a few actually shows that you could headline. Do you think that you guys are ready to headline your own tour now in the U.S.? Based on the response?
Not the real tour, but we did a few headline shows on when we were on the tour with Accept. We did a couple. We did, I think, two only. But they worked out really fine, and there were a crowd for Sabaton as well. So, and we're going to do a couple now. So we're trying, but we know it will take a little time. It took us a couple of years. It took us actually 6 years before Sabaton turned into a great big band in Europe, and not even in every country yet. So we expect it not going to be happening overnight in America, so and we are very prepared for that. So that's why we're not going to give it up easy. A lot of people always said to us that our music won't work in America, but we're going to prove them wrong.
And yeah, I mean, how do you see that people respond to it versus people in Europe?
I think it's the exact same reaction. It is those people that see us live, they say, please come back, I want to see that again. So we have seen that in Europe, and now we have seen it in America, and we really, what we really want to do is to reach out to as many people as possible. And because it's not 1985 and MTV is controlling most of the stuff anymore, and you can actually get a hit in MTV, that won't happen anymore. So our only chance to reach out to the fans is to play and play and play. And that's the way we're going to do it, and that's the way we're going to find our fans and reach out to our fan base and build up, hopefully, a great fan base in America like we have done in Europe. There is no quick way.
It's all about persistence. And how about in the touring intricacies, where do you guys prefer to tour, North America or Europe? Since, you know, I mean, the distances are different, the venues and everything is different over here.
There is differences, absolutely. But, you know, we love a challenge. And there is a challenge for us to tour in America now, because we are on a very much lower level than we are in Europe. In Europe, we can kind of relax and just sit back, and most of the things around the concert will be perfectly fine. And when we go onto the stage, we know that the crowd will be there singing along, and they will clap in their hands, and they will be on our side. When we go supporting in America, we know they usually don't know us when we enter the stage, and they don't expect anything from us. Maybe they expect us to be shit, because we are not a headlining band, we are an opening band. So we have all the reasons in the world to unleash hell when we go onto the stage. And I really like that feeling, that the feeling that when the crowd is not on our side from the first start. It's, of course, amazing to play in front of a full-packed venue in Europe where everybody knows every little piece of lyric and they know exactly what to do and things like that. That is a fantastic thing. But there is also a fantastic thing when they don't do it and when they don't give a fuck when we enter the stage and see what happens at the end of the concert, if they like it or not. That's what I like. So I'm really looking forward to go into that again.
And out of all the touring that you've been doing recently, which place do you think has the best beer in the world?
The best beer in the world?
Yep.
Oh, at least it's not Sweden. I tried that yesterday. Nah, our beer back home here is shit, but I say there is a lot of good European beers, and it's usually the one that is closest. But if I had to choose one, it would probably be something from Germany or Czech Republic.
What are your thoughts on the American beer?
Oh, I'm not too fond of it, to be honest. Because they are not... Well, it's a different kind. It's less taste. And some of them work perfectly fine when you want to drink a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of water in them. And, you know, in terms of, I mean, you guys are solid booked for tours. Any special shows that you have planned for 2012, or are you just going to focus on the album for the first half of the year?
No, we are way ahead of that. We're already booking for the spring 2013.
Wow.
So there is a big plan for a world tour already in motion. So we are well prepared. When the last album came out, we were not as prepared as we are now. We are doing all kind of things to make sure that we stand ready, because we believe that it's going to be a step up for Sabaton, as now we have laid foundations also in America for the band. When we came out with the last album, which was the first album on Nuclear Blast, it was a huge leap from the past, because suddenly we had distribution everywhere, new doors were opening, and we could actually conquer Europe. We had laid a foundation for conquering Europe with the past albums, with the first albums, and with the Coat of Arms album, we could actually realize the plans we had for Europe, and it worked. We could play in almost every country, and we could fill halls and sell out concerts, and that was amazing. Now we have gone to America once, and we are coming back again, and that is to lay foundations for what is happening on the next album.
And, you know, in terms of the band's overall future plans, where do you think that you guys want to take this band now that you're finally, you know, getting really recognized in Europe, you're laying foundation in the U.S.?
Well, there is a long way to go. There's a really, really, really long way to go. And it will take... there is a lot of, you know, things that need to happen before whatever goal we might have can be realized. And because we have quite high aims, and to reach them, it will take not only miracles, but also some hard work.
And do you, I mean, musically, are you 100% pleased with the band, or do you have any itches to, you know, start your own projects and stuff like that?
No, this is everything I wanted, and it's everything I can ever have time for. Sabaton is my full-time occupation from when I go up to when I go to bed every night. And it's been like that since 2005, when I basically became the manager of the band, and I've been handling the management and everything around the organization of the band since 2005. So I've been so busy that I've never thought about anything else. And I don't want to be doing anything else, because I believe that you do one thing and you do it good, and you don't do a lot of things because you can't do it good.
Yeah, that is true. And what would you be doing if the band wouldn't take off and you would have decided to quit earlier?
Oh, I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about that, because I intend not to make sure that happens.
And, well, I mean, just to kind of wrap things up, I mean, the band's going to tour with Evergrade here in the States. The new live album's coming out in September. Is there, like, anything that you want to say to the people in North America that are going to be waiting for the release and waiting for you guys to come back?
Well, there is a lot of people who have who think that Sabaton is a new band because we are new in America. But I think that if you like what we have done with the last album, you should also check out the older stuff, because it's not so different, and there's a lot of good songs to be found in every album. And, that's so dig in the past. if you like Sabaton, you should also dig in the past.
And any insights of what people should expect every live night, every live show that you guys are doing here?
Well, expect that we're going to be very, very hungry to conquer your country.
So are you coming in peace, or like Vikings villaging and raping everybody?
We are, even though we sing about war and we do stuff like that, we're a kind of peaceful band. We don't do too much trouble, but we do a lot of fun stuff.